The sermon text for this morning is from the gospel lesson that was just read. Sometimes in our lives we are given the opportunity to go to a different function where there are different seats available. And we always look for the best seat in the house. I hope that's why you sit where you are. You're looking for the best seat in the house. Not the seat that was passed down to you from generation to generation, but the best seat in the house for you. Because the desire for the best seat in the house is a strong desire that I think each one of us has. Because if we're going to come and be a part of something, we want to be able to understand all that is said. Each of us can think of many examples where we have been offended in the past because we felt like we were overlooked. And all what often eats at us is one and other people having better seats and just eats at us. Too often we are like the little dog in this children's story who found a bone. He was proud of his bone. He picked it up and started home. And on his way home, he crossed a bridge over the river. As he crossed the bridge, he stopped, as usual, to bark at the other dog and the dog he always saw in the water. And this time when he looked down in the water, he not only saw the same dog, but that dog had a bone in his mouth, and it was larger than his bone. And what made him mad was that his bone was smaller. Therefore, he opened his mouth to bark at the dog, and guess what? He lost his bone, and then continued on home. Most of us are not satisfied sometimes with where we are or what we have gotten. We spend a great deal of our time looking at the bones and places that other people have. Maybe you know somebody who is always looking for someone else and something else that was out there. When Peter took James and John to a mountaintop, they experienced talking with Moses, they experienced talking with Elijah, and Peter was overwhelmed with excitement. He interrupted the conversation and made a suggestion. He said, let's build three dwelling places, one for each of you. You see, Peter, impetuous Peter, wanted to stay there in the best seat in the house. And as soon as Peter made the suggestion, a cloud covered him, and they heard a voice that said, this is my son. It is important that you listen to him. And when the cloud disappeared, only Jesus remained with his disciples. The disciples were just like you and me. From Peter's suggestion, they made a special place up on the mountain to spend more time with them. The disciples' argument began saying, well, which one should have the best seat there? Because you're all scrambling around to get to the best seat. So who would get the best seat? And they had problems dealing with that topic of where the best seat was and who would get it. Question. What is this desire to have the best seat in the house? What is this desire to have the best seat in the house? I think if we can be honest, we do look for good seats and best seats everywhere else. But as Augustine has said, we are made for God, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in God. Reminds me of a story about Wyatt Earp. And he's going into a gambling establishment. There is no one inside. He inquires why there's no one going into this gambling establishment in this place. And he discovers that the dealer of the gambling establishment was so mean that he was running off all the people. Wyatt goes over and stands right next to the dealer. The dealer turns to him and asks, what do you want? And Wyatt says, I believe you have my seat. No one else in the establishment. But he says, I believe that you are in my seat. That is what Jesus Christ is saying to each and every one of us today. I believe you are sitting in my seat. Think about that concept. Where then is our seat? Could it be that the great place of honor we are looking for is at the feet of Jesus and not in the seat? Something to think about on this Transfiguration Sunday. How many of you remember Dean Smith, the former basketball coach of University of North Carolina? He was always winning games. Yeah, there's several people to do. Well, he wrote a book entitled The Best Seat in the House. You and I might think that Dean Smith probably wrote it for the coach's seat, because the best seat in the house, you put him in charge of the game, and that it gives him a lot of control. Who might think that the title of her, that the best seat in the house, was to give him control over the game? But in reality, the way he saw it was the coach's seat was the best seat in the house for him, because it was there that he had the opportunity to make other people into stars, help them to better themselves into other players, better players. The better he does his job, the more attention his players get, and the more attention he gets to them, the better are they off in their lives. See, the coach's seat, in Dean Smith's eyes, allowed him to develop such players as Michael Jordan and others like him. So he could have looked at it in two ways, but look at the way he chose. Y'all remember Joseph in the Bible, coat of many colors and all of that? He always is the center of God's will, if you think about that story, even when he was abused by other people. But he did not let his position or the lack of his position in life to keep it from being in the proper place, because he kept God in the center of everything that he did. God was always the center. He always had the best seat in the house. Secondly, we are in search of a way to find the best place for us. With all of this in mind, what is the best seat for us? Where can we find some guidance? When we read the Gospels, we discover that the disciples found the best seat in the house by choosing to accept the challenge of Jesus to invest in their lives in other people. To be a part of other people's lives is what he wanted to do. Neil Scarlett, he had his pastor by his bed. This particular bed was in the hospital. He was a red-headed man that took charge when he walked in the room, but this time he was laying down in a bed in a hospital room. He was facing bypass surgery, and things were a little iffy because he had some complications. And his pastor asked him if he was ready to meet the Lord, and Neil replied, "I'm as ready as I could be, Pastor. If I had my life to live all over, I would not change a single thing. I am a farmer. Every piece of land that has come into my possession, I have made it a better piece of land. When my wife and I started out, we had no land. We worked very hard, we saved our money until we were able to buy a 40-acre plot with an old house on it, and then we immediately strove to improve that old house and improve it in any way we can. I upgraded the fertility of the land, and soon we found the opportunity to buy a place next to us. God has been good to us," he said. "When we have been able to buy and develop over 1,000 acres, I've said, God has been good to us. Now we have the finest dairy farm in the state. We are proud of what we have done. Nope, I could not change a thing. All I ever wanted was a little more land. All the land in the world. I just wanted my little land that I could improve. I've always been content to buy only the land that touched me." Then Neil began to laugh. His pastor said, "Why are you laughing, Neil?" He said, Neil replied this. He said, "I guess God used you to get to me today, Pastor. God knows that there are some unfinished business. I do not own that farm. God owns the farm. God has been good to me to allow me to own it and to develop it, but I know now that my place is not as the owner, but as the trustee. God is the owner. I need to only take my place as the servant." Neil and his pastor then had a prayer together, a wonderful time of prayer. The surgery went on, and it was quite successful on Neil's physical part and also on his spiritual part. He had found his rightful place. He had discovered that sitting at the feet of Jesus truly is the best seat in the house. Think about that in your eyes. And where you sit versus where the Lord sits. God be with you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.